This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right. Let's do this. Welcome to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. You know, Frank, title and fraud theft is on the rise, and especially if you own your home free and clear, or if you have thousands of dollars in equity. And there's only one company that truly stops scammers dead in their tracks from stealing your hard-earned equity, and that's a company called Equity Protect. You can get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And if you got a question for us, a comment, or you're just ready to hire us, the Radio Realtors, to help you sell your home or buy a home, you can reach us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with us 24/7 at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
And we have a smart show for you today with these topics.
Yeah, number one, 7 surprising signs you're buying a house you'll slowly come to hate.
Hate is a very strong word, Frank.
Yes, it is.
We're also going to do an interview with Debbie Kirschy and Tanya Gibson with Fidelity Title. And we're going to talk to them about the importance of how you hold title to your property.
I love those girls. And then the smartest smart home, 6 things to buy now that will help you sell your home.
And that's why I called it a smart show. You can get a hold of us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can use our live chat option 24/7 at our website, RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
So Frank, when you go shopping for a home, it's easy to get distracted by the shiny fixtures and those fancy appliances, but there's something far more important and not always easy to pinpoint that you should be looking out for. It's signs of a good home design.
Yeah, Rob, when looking for a new home, you can't let beautiful finishes overshadow space that just doesn't work. So how can you tell if a house is well-designed?
Well, Frank, a well-designed home makes you feel good when you walk in, and you just feel it right away. It's well-lit with lots of natural light and glimpses of nature viewed through the ample windows and doors. And a poorly designed home is cramped and cluttered despite the best efforts of the homeowner. A well-designed home has a place for everything.
That's right. Rooms flow naturally into one another in a way that makes sense for the way the homeowners live.
Yeah, and staging and design experts call this good flow, Frank. And they know it when they see it, but to the average home buyer, it can be a really tough thing to spot at first glance.
And the thing is, Rob, poor flow is an expensive, sometimes nearly impossible thing to fix.
Exactly. So to help you think about the floor plan first, we're going to give you some red flags of poor home design.
Yep, that's right. And we've got 7 dead giveaways to look for the next time you're touring your homes. So let's get right to it. Dead giveaway number 1, you're buying a house you'll slowly come to hate, is you open the front door and bam, a wall.
Yeah, when you open the front door and you're immediately confronted by a wall, Frank, it can make your very first moments in a home feel cramped and claustrophobic.
And Rob, even if you walk a few strides and turn to see an opening to a bigger space nearby, that oppressive aura sticks with you.
Oppressive. I like that word. And when you first enter a home, it's nice to have a view, even if it's peripheral or somewhat obscured of the rest of the house. The entryway should give you glimpses into what else is there and make you want to come in the house and see more and maybe stay a while, right?
Yes. And unfortunately, some front doors open directly to face the coat closet.
Yeah.
A better design would be to place the coat closet off to one side.
Yeah. And the entryway should offer some type of storage for offloading coats, shoes, bags,
but not at the expense of welcoming you into the house.
All right. Dead giveaway number two. You're buying a house you'll slowly come to hate is the front entry faces a flight of stairs.
Yeah, you know what? I hate this one. That can feel disorienting. And when you open the front door and you are immediately confronted with that flight of stairs, it's sort of puzzling. You took an action, arrived at a place, and before you even get your bearings, you're being led to another place. What gives?
That's right, Rob. An entry that opens directly to stairs feels like work.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've just come home from a long, exhausting day at work, and the last thing I want to do is to trudge up those stairs.
It's also a big feng shui no-no, Frank. A staircase in front of the door is a pathway for the home's good energy and good fortune to flow right out the door.
Look at you throwing the feng shui.
I know. Well, I listen to your wife, you know.
And sometimes we have the ability to turn the last couple steps of the stairs and create a larger foyer area.
Or we might look at whether there's an opportunity to maybe relocate the front door to an adjacent window opening where we can redefine the entry.
All right. Dead giveaway number three. You're buying a house you slowly come to hate. There is unnecessarily long hallways.
Did you ever see those commercials where it's like somebody's sick and they're walking down the hallway and it's like Vicks Formula 44 or NyQuil or something, and they just feel terrible and they're walking down the hallway and the hallway goes on forever? You know, a hall that's that long is a waste of space, and long hallways contribute to the square footage that you, the home buyer, are purchasing, but they don't offer you utility for your money. So you should consider whether your long hallway is helping the flow or hindering it.
Yeah, we recommend you ask yourself, are there closets along the hallway that can be relocated to redefine the circulation?
Right, because sometimes long hallways are inevitable in a home depending on the lot. The designers and contractors we work with, though, recommend adding windows, shelving, or additional storage and closets to make the best use of the space. Now, we've got to go to break, but we're going to come back with more dead giveaways that you're buying a house that you're slowly going to come to hate. And we want to make sure you avoid that situation completely. Give us a call. We'd love to work with you. 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can live chat with us 24/7 at RadioRealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this.
My home life is unsatisfying.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. Instead of just dreaming about buying a home, it's time to start living the dream. And Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. Jeff has access to the brand new Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. The Dream for All is a down payment assistance program for first-time buyers. It offers a loan of 20% of the purchase price of the home you're wanting to buy. Then once you refinance or sell the home, you would pay back that original loan plus 20% of any appreciation. This is a great option for home buyers right now, because with this loan, you won't have private mortgage insurance, you can begin building equity right away, and you don't have to save for a big down payment. Funds are limited for this program, so answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Brandon Tatum here, host of the Officer Tatum Show. Have you heard that teamwork makes the dream work? Well, I've been part of some really special teams. I play football, I worked in law enforcement, and even my team here on the radio. And if you're wanting to buy a home anywhere in Northern California, call the dream team, Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty. Check this out. Royce and Angela were first-time homebuyers wanting to buy a home in Lincoln. Rob and Frank met with them, discussed their wants and needs for a home, got them pre-approved with one of their preferred mortgage lenders, and had them out looking for homes the very same day. Rob and Frank found them the perfect home and negotiated a great price. And in just 21 days, Royce and Angela had the keys to their dream home. As a home buyer, they can help you win too, even in this shifty market. Call the dream team, Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. DRE number 01406275.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of the Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go to sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. Title and fraud theft is on the rise, Frank. In fact, we're hearing it all the time. And people are asking, well, how can that occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and then they steal your home's title. And then they can do a loan against your home or they can sell it right out from under you. And it does happen, folks. And so there's companies out there that say they lock your title, but they're basically just a monitoring service. And then they just come back to you and say, hey, by the way, this already occurred. And then you still have a big problem on your hands. Equity Protect is different. They stop the scammer dead in their tracks because they cannot record anything on your property when you use Equity Protect. Get your free risk assessment today for your home at EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com and tell them that the Radio Realtor sent you. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're talking to you today about seven surprising signs you're buying a house you'll slowly come to hate. And I know, you know, hate is a super strong word, but there are times when people buy a home and over a certain amount of time, they start to loathe living there.
Like 6 months.
Sometimes it's even sooner than that.
But I know.
It comes when people, they have certain must-haves. Like let's say they go, I have to have 4 bedrooms and 2 baths. And they find this home that is pretty perfect, but it has 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. Well, you know what? After a while, that's not going to work.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, and
there's got to be 2-story.
Yeah, 2-story. Or, you know, it has to have a reasonable size backyard. And yep. You go and you get a house that has a really small backyard, maybe has a big front yard, but then you're cramped back there. And so your family starts to grow and you just start to hate things about your house, right? Well, we want you to avoid this at all costs, and that's why we're giving you these dead giveaways. So dead giveaway number one that you're buying a house that you're going to slowly come to hate is you open the front door and bam, there's a wall, right? It's just not good feng shui. It is not a good thing. So a lot of times with our remodeling folks, they say, hey, let's look at options where we can maybe move the front door or maybe adjust things with the walls so that you're able to have a good flow and good energy when you go in. Because I don't like feeling cramped or claustrophobic, Frank.
No.
I don't know about you.
Ooh.
But I always thought that claustrophobic means that you were afraid of Santa Claus. But I found out that it's tight spaces. So I figure I am actually claustrophobic.
Yep.
Did you ever play football where everybody just tackled one guy that game? I'm not going to say what we called it, but back then, you know, you get everybody in the, it's like dog pile. Yeah. Everybody's on top of you. Well, you got the ball and you're under like 20 people, right? That's what it feels like when you walk into a house that you run right into the wall, right?
Right.
Now, dead giveaway number two, you're buying a house you'll slowly come to hate is the front entry faces a flight of stairs. So you open that front door and there's just a massive stairs. Now, if you have a giant house like, you know, on those shows like Dallas and Knott's Landing and stuff, where you open the front door and you have those nice stairways. Dueling stairways.
Yeah.
That are like curved and they lead up there. That's an extravagant nice entrance. But yeah. If you walk into a house, let's say it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and you walk in and then bam, there you are right at the stairs. That's a no-no. It feels like work, like you said.
Yep.
You know, you come home after an exhausting day at the real estate office and we walk in and there's those stairs and you go, oh man,
yep.
I did not want to walk up those stairs. Looks like work to me. Dead giveaway number three, you're buying a house you're going to slowly come to hate, is there are unnecessarily long hallways. And sometimes it's like a nightmare situation where you're walking down a hallway and it just seems to go on forever. I was trying to explain to you about that NyQuil commercial or whatever, when you're sick and you're walking down the hallway and that hallway just goes on forever. Do you ever remember that commercial?
Sure I do. Okay. But what comes to mind more for me is walking down that long hallway and seeing in those horror movies, the two twin girls.
Oh, you're talking about The Shining, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now that is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got an extraordinarily long hallway and then you've got two dead twins looking at you. Yeah, that's not good at all. All right. Let's go to dead giveaway number four. What is it?
Okay. Dead giveaway number four. You're buying a house. You slowly come to hate. Is the guest bathroom is right at the entrance.
Yeah, Frank, another entryway no-no is to have a powder room right near the front door. Why? Because you don't want that first impression to be on your guests to be like a toilet, right?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Many of the challenges in design we see when touring homes involve bathrooms.
Yeah, Frank, and we sometimes quite simply can just rotate the orientation of a toilet and add a low partition wall for more privacy.
And Rob, other awkward places for a guest bathroom include one being situated off an eating area or through a bedroom.
Yeah, nobody wants a bathroom too close to your kitchen eating area.
Oh my God. Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Right. Now, speaking of toilets, Frank, because we have been speaking about toilets, dead giveaway number five, you're buying a house you're going to slowly come to hate, is the first view of the bathroom is the toilet.
Oh, Rob, the second rule of good bathroom design also has to do with toilet placement. You don't want the fixture to be the first thing you see from down the hall as you approach the bathroom.
Right, Frank. And with our remodels, we always try to avoid this because not only is the toilet the least appealing fixture in a bathroom, but it's also one that requires the most privacy, right?
That's right. Tuck it in the corner behind a door or a wall, off to the side, or in its own water closet space.
That's my preference.
That's the English phrase, isn't it?
What?
Water closet.
Water closet.
Or loo.
Yes.
And if you can't put the toilet in its own closet, consider hiring a professional to move the doorway.
Absolutely. Because in the very best designs, the first thing you will see when you approach a bathroom is a beautiful vanity with a decorative mirror above it or some gorgeous tile work or millwork.
All right. Dead giveaway number six. You're buying a house that you'll slowly come to hate is you're caught in the dead end living room. And there's no escape.
Yeah, Frank. When the living room is one of the first rooms you see off the entryway, it's best if that room features other doorways, either into another room or out to the backyard.
That's right. The reason is when the first room you enter is a dead end, groups of people will congregate there, while others who take another path are far away in the kitchen and dining areas.
Yep, and this is a frequent problem caused by that poor flow thing again. And in our remodels, we solved the issue of dead-end rooms by eliminating walls and creating larger adjacent combined spaces.
And when we bring our contractors, we see if the walls are load-bearing. And if we can, provide new beams to create case openings that enhance the flow of the spaces.
Yeah, a living room that shows broad views into other rooms or to the outdoors, it leaves an impression of spaciousness, Frank, and that's what you want.
Dead giveaway number seven.
You're buying a house you'll slowly come to hate is
there are adjoining bedrooms, aka shotgun bedrooms.
Yeah, look out for the listing that boasts three bedrooms that actually require you to walk through one to get to another.
Is that called a Jack and Jill bedroom?
It's called a shotgun bedroom.
Shotgun bedroom.
There's a Jack and Jill bathroom.
Got it. Okay, I really hate that word boast in a listing description, Rob.
Yeah, me too. But this shotgun bedroom layout is an awkward layout for the way people live today. It's just not easy to reconfigure adjoining bedrooms, or someone probably would have done it already, right?
That doesn't mean it's impossible, though. A good architect and contractor can help you make the best use of the space, but the alterations can be pretty pricey.
Yeah, and the best uses for connecting bedrooms is to turn one into a dressing room, office space, sitting room, or a walk-in closet. And of course, now you've lost a bedroom, and that might decrease the value of your home.
And then this begs the question for the home buyer, Rob, are you paying for a bedroom that's not a bedroom?
Exactly. So the bottom line here, Frank, is while you might not object to some of these features that we've been talking about here, keep in mind that you'll likely sell the home at some point, and a bad layout could make it more challenging to sell. So it's a better idea to look for a home that has a good layout, or layout issues that can be remedied relatively easy.
That's right, Rob. There are many ways to fix bad house layout, some more costly than others. Mm-hmm. You may have to add or remove walls, move appliances, or reroute things such as air conditioning and plumbing.
However, the more things you have to do, the more expensive it's going to be.
So the big question is, how do you pick the best house layout for your family?
Well, Frank, every family has its own lifestyle and preferences, and this will affect what type of layout best suits your needs. So think about things such as how often you entertain, how much you use a kitchen, whether you prefer an open or closed design, how much time you like to spend outside, and how much space you're going to need in 5 or 10 years. And think through how your home layout is going to facilitate your lifestyle for that near future.
And if you're ready to start your home buying journey, why not give us a call, Robin Frank at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with a member of our team at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
And don't go away, because we'll be right back after this.
Oh, welcome to mi casa. That's French for front door.
What's that you got there?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a magic lamp. An Empire Home Loans magic lamp.
Well, give it a try.
Who are you?
I'm the Empire Home Loans genie, and I can grant you one wish.
One wish, huh? Okay, Mr. Genie, I'd like a mortgage for a home with no PMI, one that gives me 20% for a down payment and closing costs, and how about lower monthly payments? Let's see you grant that wish.
Your wish is my command.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wait, what is this? What's in my hand?
That's an Empire Home Loans pre-approval for the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. It's everything you asked for.
Cool, the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan.
That's literally the coolest thing I have ever seen.
See ya.
Hey, where are you going?
Going to buy a home.
Get your magic lamp, I mean pre-approval, at PoriaLoans.com. That's PoriaLoans.com.
NMLS ID number 2099042, equal housing lender.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and I just love this time of year. Longer days, warmer weather, but it also means it's allergy season. Did you know that 1 in 5 Northern Californians suffer from allergies caused by particles frequently found inside of our homes? I mean, think about it. Dust, dander, pollen, and even bacteria living and breeding in your carpet, your upholstery, and other surfaces with nowhere to go. So what can you do about it? Call my friends at Zero Res. Right now, you can beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking. And this month, get 3-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $139. You owe it to yourself and your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go to sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. You know, Frank, title and fraud theft is on the rise, and especially if you own your home free and clear, or if you have thousands of dollars in equity. And there's only one company that truly stops scammers from stealing your hard-earned equity, and that's a company called Equity Protect. You can get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
So, Frank, when you buy a home, you got to decide how you're going to hold title to the property, which refers to your legal rights to the home that you own. And title vesting, it affects your legal right to sell or refinance your home. And it also helps you to decide what happens to your property after you die. And understanding how you should hold title to your home is going to help you choose the right vesting so that your wishes for the home are followed after you die. And we hate to talk about death for sure, but this is super important for you as a homeowner to make sure that your assets are going in the right direction once you pass away. So on the Radio Realtors today, to help us figure out how you should hold title to your home and why it's so important, we have some very special guests. We have Debbie Kirschy and Tanya Gibson from Fidelity National Title. Hey, ladies, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors today.
Hey, Rob, thank you so much for having us on.
Yes, thank you.
We're excited that you're here. I think that it's almost like we got to do Title 101, right? You know, and kind of explain to people. So can you guys kind of talk about what is property title?
Property title is your legal ownership to the home. It gives you the opportunity to make any changes to the home as you wish, and you can deed a certain percentage of the home to a party in your family, or you can put it into a trust. You could basically do whatever you want with that property if you have it vested correctly.
Excellent, excellent. So why do you guys think title vesting is so important?
Because it gives you your legal rights to that property. And unfortunately, sometimes, a lot of times, people don't know how to vest. So they go into title incorrectly and they end up in probate.
And that is exactly where you don't want to be in probate court, right? So it's sort of like a roadmap to what's going to happen with your home once you pass away, right?
Correct.
Awesome. And so some of the key reasons, and maybe you guys can expound on these, but some of the key reasons that we found that vesting in real estate is so important is, number one, it directs the payment of the home sale profits after you die.
Well, again, depending on how you're entitled, if it's in a title in a trust, then the proceeds of the sale of the property go back into the trust, which has already been predetermined by the owner or the trust holder who gets what.
So if you have a trust or will, you can allocate those certain percentages of the funds to different family members if you wish, right?
Correct. That's awesome. Why title always wants to review your trust. We want to make sure that whoever is selling that property has legal right to sell that property. And we want to make sure that the proper person is being paid.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Now, also, your vesting indicates what happens with the property after your death. So title vesting provides that guidance to the survivors about what should happen to the property after one or more of the owners pass away. So just like you said, with a trust. And then the other thing, this is super important. It determines who gets tax benefits if an owner dies, right?
Correct. There are a few different ways to hold title that I'd like to go over a little bit.
Mm-hmm, sure.
One in particular is the community property with rights of survivorship. So this can only be done between married people or domestic partners.
So only married couples or domestic partners, okay.
Right. And what this means is it's very similar to joint tenancy. Joint tenancy means that, and joint tenancy can be between any parties. They don't have to be married. It could be Rob Lewis and Debbie Kirschy, married man as a sole and separate property, single woman as joint tenant, which just means that we hold equal shares in that. And if anything were to happen to either one of us, the other party would absorb the full interest in the property.
So joint tenancy is a way that most people probably need to hold their...
That used to be the number one way.
Okay.
Now, when you're married, the best way probably is the community property with rights of survivorship, because the same thing happens. If anything happens to either one of the parties, they absorb all the interest in the property.
Okay.
But there is a tax benefit to having community property with right of survivorship.
Okay.
That, again, I can't tell you anything about because we are not allowed to legally advise.
Okay.
Okay. There's also tenancy in common, which I've seen a lot of times people who are older who are married together, but have been married prior to other parties. They have children.
Right.
So they like to go into title as tenancy in common as to an undivided 50% interest. So upon their passing, their will would stipulate that their 50% interest will go to whomever in their family.
Right.
Protects their children.
And it looks like tenancy in common allows you to divide up the interest unequally if you wanted to, right? So
correct.
If you have between a number of people. And then would you also divvy up you probably would divvy up the tax benefits as well, depending on the percentages and things like that. So it looks like tenancy in common is kind of complex, but it's a good way to hold title if you've got a number of people that are beneficiaries.
Right. For instance, maybe there's five people that go into title together as to an undivided percentage based on what they have put down to purchase the home so that they get their funds back.
Got it.
For what they put in.
Okay.
Also, community property. So this one's a tough one that I see a lot. And actually, you and I had a transaction on this type of situation.
Yeah, just recently, right?
Yes. Community property can only be handled by married people or domestic partners.
Okay.
Basically, it stipulates that they are equal owners in the property, but upon their passing, they do not get the other person's portion of the property.
Unless it's got the right of survivorship.
Correct.
Attached to it, right?
Correct.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So Rob and I, Tanya, have a transaction that we had where he called me like he does to get a background of the property, how it's vested, do a net sheet. So I went and pulled the property. And unfortunately, this poor gentleman's wife just passed away. And so he had decided to sell the home. So when I pulled the property profile and the grant deed, I had to call Rob back and tell him that unfortunately, whoever put them in title at the time of purchase, put them in title as a husband and wife as community property, which means that she has passed. Therefore, there needs to be legal counsel or a judge to determine who gets her interest in the property. So unfortunately, Rob had to go back to this person and let him know that he's going to have to get a probate attorney, and it takes a good 4 to 5 months.
Exactly. And that's kind of where we are right now, you know, on it. So, but they did not have a will in place. They did not have a trust in place either. And so the way they were holding title was not good, because when she passed away, it was immediately a probate situation. And then he didn't even know it. So
right.
It would be good to know those types of things in advance. So you've got joint tenancy with right of survivorship. We've got community property with or without the right of survivorship. You usually want to do with it, right?
Correct. And I think that's where people get really confused, because it says community property and then there's community property with right of survivorship.
Right.
So a lot of times I always double check with the lenders and the buyers. I always ask them if they specifically wanted to be community property or did they mean to choose with right of survivorship. And I explain to them always what the meaning is, because it's such a huge impact.
Right.
Why would anybody even choose community property?
I don't think community property with the right of survivorship is a bad way to hold title. I think that that's okay, but it's the problem when you're married and you've got community property without the right of survivorship that you have 50% of that property up for grabs now.
Right. And again, they may have a will. So upon their passing, their will stipulate that their 50% is going to go to their son or daughter.
And so this couple that we're talking about, if they would have had a will or a trust in place, then they probably wouldn't have this problem, but they still should have had it as right of survivorship, right?
Right. And, you know, honestly, I think the best way to go into title is, you know, obviously if you're married, community property with right of survivorship, but definitely you should get a trust.
Right.
Because a trust is going to take care of that for you and it'll protect your family. And it's just the best way to go if you can get yourself in that situation.
Yeah. And that's one of the five ways to hold title. But a living trust, it's that written legal arrangement that's going to basically outline what was going to happen after your passing. So the interest of your property, if one trustor dies, and having a living trust also lays out a super clear path for everybody in writing with your intentions or how you want your real estate that you own, how that's supposed to be handled after you passed away. So that's a good thing to do. And then the other thing is you could have sole ownership. And we talked a little bit about that already. So you could have one person owns everything,
all
the rights to everything.
You can be a single man or a single woman, or an unmarried man or an unmarried woman. Basically, it's if you've never been married before, you would be a single man or woman. If you've been divorced, you would be an unmarried man, woman, however you choose to hold title in that aspect.
Yeah, and I had clients where they maybe were married once or twice or three times. Their spouse owned the title, but it was a married person, sole and separate from the spouse, meaning that the spouse doesn't lay any claim to ownership. And so when that trustor passed away, then the will or the trust outlined who was going to inherit the property, basically. So the wife at that point didn't have that. So
you can also hold title alone if you're married.
Right.
You would go into title as a married man or woman as your sole and separate property, but the spouse must deed off.
Right.
You must have the spouse's deed off their beneficial interest so that they know that they have no rights to that property.
Got it.
So that the sole spouse can refinance or sell at any time.
Gotcha. Well, as you guys can tell, it's a very complex thing, title, you know, and how you hold title, though, is super important because you want to make sure that the way you hold it is going to benefit your family after you pass away rather than the state of California, right? You've worked super hard to build your equity in your home and the ownership of your home. And for most of us, that's our biggest asset that we have is the equity in our home. And it would be a shame if you were to pass away and lose maybe up to 50% or even all of it if you passed away and you didn't have where the money was supposed to go, right?
Right, and it's very expensive to go to probate. I know that unfortunately my sister and I had to take care of my mother's house and went into probate, and it was about $15,000 at the end of the day.
Yeah, so, no, that's a lot of money.
Right.
And then you've got a portion that is going to the state, and then you're going to get your portion after that, but it is at a very expensive process. If you're out there and you're going, gosh, you know what? I don't even know how I hold title to my property. Well, it might be a good idea for you to find out. Well, we do have an avenue that you can find out, and that's by giving Debbie Kirschy a call at Fidelity National Title. Their phone number is 916-724-0881. That's 916-724-0881. And you could just call, leave a message, or talk to Debbie and just give her your address. They'll look up the information to find out how you hold title to the property. And then they can kind of counsel you on what the basics of the way you hold title is now and what might be a good idea moving forward for you. And then, Tanya, you had something to say?
I just wanted to mention that our website, norcalrealestate.com, has a lot of information available and a lot of resources, including a California vesting chart that shows all the different common ways of holding title, as well as vesting descriptions, so that they can go and get more information when they're making that decision.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so I actually have a copy of this in my hand, and it's common ways of holding title, and it explains everything, you know. And then obviously, if you have, you know, questions, you can always get a hold of us. So 916-724-0881 is Fidelity National Title's number, and you can give Debbie Kirschy a call, as she is one of our favorite escrow people. And it's great that Tanya, you could be here too. But hey, thanks so much for being on the Radio Realtors today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob, for having us. This is fun.
Always an honor to work with you.
All right. Well, we got to go to break, but don't go anywhere. If you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, we would love to work with you. Our phone number is 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can live chat with us 24/7 at our website. It's so easy. There's someone always awake on our team. And you could try it at 3 a.m. Give it a shot. Go to our website. It's RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this.
Out in California, they're going to have some warm weather tomorrow, gang wars, and some very overpriced real estate.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. Instead of just dreaming about buying a home, it's time to start living the dream. And Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. Jeff has access to the brand new Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. The Dream for All is a down payment assistance program for first-time buyers. It offers a loan of 20% of the purchase price of the home you're wanting to buy. Then once you refinance or sell the home, you would pay back that original loan plus 20% of any appreciation. This is a great option for home buyers right now because with this loan, you won't have private mortgage insurance, you can begin building equity right away, and you don't have to save for a big down payment. Funds are limited for this program, so answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Brandon Tatum, host of The Officer Tatum Show. As a former police officer, I know the importance of trusting the people that you work with. And that's why if you're planning on selling your home in Northern California, you want realtors who got your back. Call my friends Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors and eXp Realty. Check this out. Kat and Carl had to sell their home in Roseville and move to Ohio for work. They needed their home sold quickly to buy their next home. And because Rob and Frank spend thousands of dollars on marketing each month, they have a pool of buyers that are ready to buy. Rob and Frank sold Kat and Carl's home in Roseville for $20,000 over list price. Plus, they referred them to an agent in Ohio through their nationwide network of realtors and helped them get a great deal on a home there too. Don't wait. Sell your home today for top dollar. Call Robin Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. DRE number 0140-6275.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of the Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com. Rob here reminding you that you can hear all of our shows on the Radio Realtors podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and more. Please give the Radio Realtors podcast a 5-star review and share the link with your friends. Access it now at RadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent?
I love real estate. Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go to South.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect studios. And you know, Frank, title fraud and home stealing is a real thing. It's on the rise.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's billions of dollars that are being lost because people are getting their property stolen or they're getting their identity stolen. There's scammers out there that are basically putting loans onto your property and then you don't find out about it until it's almost too late. Maybe you get a foreclosure notice in the mail and all of a sudden you're going, what is going on? It's because a scammer assumed your identity and did a loan on your property. And it usually doesn't mean that you're going to lose your home, but it does mean that you're going to have a ton of problems, right? And so if you want to avoid that altogether, there are home title lock companies out there, but most of them only monitor your home title and you want somebody that's going to stop it from happening in the first place. Equity Protect is the company that does that. They're the only one that we recommend because you know what? Let's face it, folks, your home is one of the most valuable things you have, right? And that equity is hard earned. You worked hard to get your mortgage down to close to zero or really, really low where you have so much equity, right? You don't want to lose it to scammers. Go to equityprotect.com. Ask for their free risk assessment today. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And that was a great interview with our friends Debbie and Tanya from Fidelity National Title there,
They're
Frank.
They're sweeties.
Yeah, and you know what? The way you hold title is so important. But that was a great interview. Now, we are going to switch topics here.
Segway.
Yeah, we're going to segue. I like the word segue. And there used to be like those little motorcycle things that you'd ride around called a Segway. Did you know that? Didn't President Bush get in an accident on one of those?
No.
Yeah. But anyway,
I don't have total recall.
You don't have total recall. So we are switching topics and we're going to talk to you about six things to buy now that will help sell your home to give your home that smartest smart home design, right? And if you're getting ready to put your home on the market, you undoubtedly heard that it needs to be in the best possible shape. And we've been talking about that so that you attract serious buyers. But what else can you do to make it stand out? Well, the answer is turn it into a smart home.
And Rob, not only do smart home features make your place seem updated and well taken care of, but they can also make your home sell quicker and fetch you a higher sales price.
Right, Frank. According to a 2023 survey conducted by Marketplace Invasion, a brokerage consulting firm, 40% of realtors believe smart homes sell faster regardless of price, and this smart home selling potential has increased 33% in the past year.
Yeah, I believe that. So if you're ready to invest a few bucks into some smart home features, we're going to share with you the ones that should give you the biggest bang for your buck. So let's get right into it. The number one thing is smart home security.
Yep. According to Fortune Business Insights Smart Home Study, Frank, home security and video is the fastest growing sector in smart home technology.
That's right. That survey shows that over 36% of home buyers ask if the homes they are going to tour have smart home security.
Exactly. And potential buyers respond very positively to properties that have smart home features like video feeds that allow them to easily check in on their home, their pets, and family while they're traveling or at work.
This is so true. And this exploding segment of the smart home market accounted for just under $2.6 billion in sales in 2015. However, according to Statista, it's expected to surpass, get this, Rob, $23 billion this year.
That is a huge increase, Frank.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the number two thing is smart appliances.
Yeah, Frank, smart appliances win big in the ROI game, and they're expected to bump the average ROI up 11% more than standard appliances.
And get this, Rob, in a recent House Digest study conducted, over 20% of people listed smart appliances as the smart home feature with the highest ROI.
And you know, everybody, when they walk into a house with those ocular Google glasses that they did the study on, people go straight for the stove or the oven.
That's right.
Right away. And so if you got a smart oven, that is a good thing, or a smart stove. Now, Frank, the number three thing is smart lighting. And automated lighting was noted by more than 8% of the participants in the survey as having high ROI when it comes to smart home features.
And Rob, this feature is especially popular when real estate agents point out not just the ease of use of the lighting systems, but also the potential savings.
Right, Frank. Energy.gov says that LED lights use at least 75% less energy and last 25 times longer than incandescent lighting.
All right, all right, all right. The number four thing is smart video doorbells. You'll never miss your Amazon Prime delivery again with a smart doorbell. You can see, hear, and speak to whoever is at your front door, even when you're not home.
And Frank, according to safehome.org, the Arlo video doorbell was named the best overall this past year, and it's easy to install, performs well, and it features 180-degree HD video, night vision, which I really like, two-way audio, and motion detection zones.
And Rob, by adding an affordable cloud storage subscription, you also have access to advanced functionality like custom animal, person, vehicle, and package alerts.
That's right, Frank. The number five thing is smart smoke and carbon monoxide detectors.
Yeah, Rob, adding top-of-the-line smart technology, smoke and carbon monoxide detectors is really putting safety first.
Right, and that's what we're all about. Safety first. Items like Google Nest Protect second generation are just as dependable as your traditional detectors, but this one alerts you through your Nest app before the full home alarm sounds.
And Rob, I read that these have a combination of photoelectronic and ionization sensors that detect both smoldering and flaming fires and greatly reduce false alarms.
And you can even invite trusted friends to receive smartphone alerts while you're away from your house.
That's right. So last but not least is the number six thing, smart thermostat.
Yep, Frank, this is an easy entry point into smart tech for your home and one that can have a great ROI. It's another item that we always point out to our buyers.
That's right, Rob. If we walk into four houses in the same neighborhood and one has a Nest thermostat and we educate our buyers that they could save up to 10 to 12% in their heating and cooling bills, that's going to stick out in their minds. Give them the wrap up, Rob.
Well, you know, Frank, as a home seller, how do you distinguish your property from equivalent homes on the market? Well, I think we kind of proved it here. One good tactic is to invest in smart home technology. And as a home seller, it's likely you'd also want to yield a greater return on your investment, or that ROI we were talking about, no matter what the upgrade is. The average cost to automate a house ranges from about $2,000 to $6,000, although enhancements can easily exceed $10,000.
However, smart homes, if upgraded and marketed correctly, can result in buyers spending 3% to 5% more on a property to avoid installing these devices later on.
Right, Frank. And using these percentages, a home lacking smart technology integrations pre-valued at maybe like $400,000 could see an increase of anywhere from $12,000 to $20,000 following installation. And the bottom line is, buying a home is an emotional process and people need to connect with a house, right? The smart features, they grab you and they say that you as a seller is up on this and this is a hip place to live.
And if you're thinking about selling your home, you need smart realtors.
Absolutely.
You like that? Call us, Rob and Frank, at the Radio Realtors at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with a member of our team any time of the day or night at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this show, folks.
Make it a great week, everyone.
You know, a fella could get an education just listening to this guy.
What's that you got there?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a magic lamp. An Empire Home Loans magic lamp.
Well, give it a try.
Who are you?
I'm the Empire Home Loans genie, and I can grant you one wish.
One wish, huh? Okay, Mr. Genie, I'd like a mortgage for a home with no PMI, one that gives me 20% for a down payment and closing costs, and how about lower monthly payments? Let's see you grant that wish.
Your wish is my command.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wait, what is this? What's in my hand?
That's an Empire Home Loans pre-approval for the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. It's everything you asked for.
Cool, the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan.
That's literally the coolest thing I have ever seen.
See ya.
Hey, where are you going?
Going to buy a home.
Get your magic lamp, pre-approval, at PoriaLoans.com. That's PORIALoans.com.
NMLS ID number 2099042, equal housing lender.
Spring is a beautiful time of year. The flowers are in bloom, the weather is warming up, and it's the perfect time to tackle some much-needed cleaning in your home. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and one aspect of spring cleaning you don't want to overlook is your carpets. Not only is it essential for the appearance and hygiene of your home, but it can also have health benefits for you and your family, and that's why I only recommend Zero Res. With Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems, they will extract dirt, dust, dander, pollen, bacteria, and germs out of your carpet so your home will look and smell like a home should. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. And right now, get 3-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $139. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Tell them you want the KTKZ special. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res.
Rob here reminding you that you can hear all of our shows on the Radio Realtors podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and more. Please give the Radio Realtors podcast a 5-star review and share the link with your friends. Access it now at RadioRealtors.com.